I think one thing about Donne in his attitude towards the human body that is singular maybe relates to his having, as one of his stepfathers, a doctor. I think he clearly knew about, he certainly did know about modern medicine, read about it. He uses medical imagery quite a lot, and of course he does write the Devotions, where he closely examines his own body in the course of an illness. So I think he's much more, if you like, scientific about the body than any other Elizabethan Jacobean poet. He's also very interested in the question of whether, a modern question, whether the body makes the mind. For his day, it was an extraordinary thing to say. A bit later, by the time you get to Hobbes in the mid-century, Hobbes is more or less saying that the mind is the brain and the brain is motions within matter. Very material. Well, we think that. A lot of people think that now, of course. That's what consciousness comes from, electric impulses in a piece of meat. Donne had thought about that. He writes one of his paradoxes about it, whether the body makes the mind, and says that perhaps it does. He presents it as a paradox, so you might say it's not serious, but it's serious. He's thought about this because he has, I think, got this medical, not exactly medical training, but familiarity with medical ideas from his stepfather.